Station. WCWP, Brookville. LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM. WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. The Sugar Man, Stanley Turrentine, leads things off with a song from his Sugar album, Sunshine Alley. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Stanley Turrentine with Sunshine Alley from Sugar, his landmark 1970 release, which gave him the nickname The Sugar Man. Sunshine Alley saw Stanley on tenor sax, Butch Cornell, the songwriter, on organ. I'm not sure if he had the 1917 silent film in mind when writing it. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, George Benson on electric guitar, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Billy Kay on drums, and Richard Pablo Landrum on congas. Ramsey Lewis can't wait to play this next song, released 12 years after Sunshine Alley in 1982. It's called I Can't Wait. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass here on Instrumental Invasion with their take on I'm Getting Sentimental Over You from Going Places in 1965. I'm Getting Sentimental Over You was written in 1932, 33 years earlier, by Ned Washington and George Baseman, not George Benson, for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Before Herb Alpert and his brass, we heard Ramsey Lewis and his brassless band with another first-person song, I Can't Wait, from Chance Encounter in 1982, 50 years after I'm Getting Sentimental Over You was written. Ramsey played piano on I Can't Wait and wrote it with Bill Dickens, bass, especially with that solo, and Frank Donaldson, drum machine. Byron Gregory was on guitar, Tim Tobias on synthesizer, and percussion by Geraldo G. Oliveira. We'll go uptown in one of the cardinal directions with special effects next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting The Rock Show Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight.
To subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcast app of choice.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, here's special effects with Uptown East. Oh, that cardinal direction.
Hi, this is saxophonist Jeff Koshua. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Jeff Koshua with a cover of Could It Be I'm Falling in Love by The Spinners, and that's on Jeff's 1995 debut, Remember Catalina, the island, with the full name Santa Catalina Island. Jeff was on alto sax, Dave Kohansky on keyboards, Alan Hines on guitar, Melvin Davis on bass, Dave Hooper on drums, Terry Hooper with drum loops, and Eddie Drayton with percussion. Before that, Special Effects, EFX, with Uptown East from Slice of Life, their third album, in 1986. Uptown East was written by founding member Chielli Minucci, who played guitar and guitar synth. Fellow founder George Jinda handled percussion. They were backed up by Alan Smallwood on keyboards, Mark Egan on his signature fretless bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. Three Daves in one set. Here's another, David Benoit, and three, count 'em, three percussionists with Things Are Getting Better. And they'd better be with three percussionists. Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Honeysuckle Rose, the 1929 Fats Waller composition from Once More with Feeling in 1991, one of two albums the NBC Orchestra put out that year. The other was Christmas-related. Doc led the way on trumpet and had a solo. Pete Christlieb had a tenor sax solo. Other members of the band included Tommy Newsom on alto sax, Snooky Young on trumpet, Gil Falco on trombone, Joel DiBartolo on bass, electric in this case, and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. Before that, David Benoit with Things Are Getting Better from Letter to Evan, a tribute to the late pianist Bill Evans and his surviving son, Evan, in 1992. David wrote and arranged Things Are Getting Better and played piano. Dori Caymmi was on acoustic guitar. Steve Bailey played the similar acoustic bass guitar, not upright acoustic like Ron Carter earlier. And three percussionists, Terry Lynn Carrington, Michael Fisher, and Luis Conte. David certainly got his percussive money's worth there. What Nelson Rangel song is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari? Stick around for the answer.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's the answer to the question I asked before the break. Nelson Rangel's song is La Respuesta, the answer. Yeah.
Hi, this is Joyce Cooling, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Joyce Cooling, imagine that, was what she played on Playing It Cool in 1997. Like most of her songs, she wrote Imagine That with her partner, Jay Wagner. Joyce was on guitars and vocals. Jay was on keyboards and programming. Percussion and additional programming came courtesy of Peter Michael Escovedo. Before that, also from 1997, my buddy, Nelson Rangel, with La Respuesta, the answer, from Turning Night into Day. Respuesta was misspelled on the CD and liner notes, lacking the first S, or S. La Respuesta fue escrita por Nelson Rangel y Michael Bearden. The answer was written by Nelson Rangel and Michael Bearden. Nelson was on flute as well as alto sax in the horn section. Michael played piano, complete with montuno, along with keyboards and the synclavier string arrangement. They were joined by Mel Brown on bass, Wolfgang Hafner on drums, percussion by Bashiri Johnson, and the aforementioned horn section. Besides Nelson on alto sax and flute, David Mann played tenor sax, Barry Danielian on trumpet, and Mike Davis on trombone. Hour one will end with Ken Navarro on guitar, but first, Marion Meadows on soprano sax with tenor and baritone backing tracks, and his fruity number, Sweet Grapes.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour 1 ended with Sly-Fi, not Hi-Fi, Sly-Fi. Ken Navarro's tribute to Sly and the Family Stone on his 1999 album In My Wildest Dreams. Ken played guitars, mainly acoustic, like Joyce Cooling. Jay Rowe was on keyboards, another Jay on keyboards. Eric Marienthal on alto sax. Gary Granger on electric bass, and his brother Greg on drums. Before that, Marion Meadows with the delicious Sweet Grapes from Players Club in 2004. Marion wrote that with Mike Broning, who handled keyboards and programming. Marion's lead saxophone was soprano, but he also played tenor and baritone. Mel Brown returned on bass, electric again, and Freddie Fox was on guitar. Mike, Mel, and Freddie will return with Cindy Bradley later in Hour 2, which begins with Mel's fellow bass player, Julian Vaughn, and the first track, or chapter, on his 2021 album, Chapters of Love. This is Chapter 1, Sway. FM and WCWP.org. You just heard two songs from 2021, the year that we are currently in. The second of the two was J.J. San Savarino with Style and Elegance from Cocktails and Jazz, written and produced by J.J., who played guitar, and any keyboards not played by West Bird. Elon Trotman played tenor sax, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, Omari Williams on drums, and percussion by Monyongo Jackson. The first of the two 2021 songs was Sway by bassist Julian Vaughn from Chapters of Love. Sway was the first of 11 chapters, or tracks. Julian wrote most of those chapters, including Sway, and played all the bass parts on Sway. Lou Lang produced it and played keyboards and programming. Donald Hayes was on tenor sax on Sway. The next two songs are from last year, 2020, starting with Keystroke by Gail Johnson's Jazz in Pink. Really drew out the end there. Lawson Rollins with Nostalgia, a common feeling for me, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And Lawson's composition was on True North in 2020. Lawson played guitars and keyboards. Dave Bryant, another Dave, was on drums and percussion. Mads Tolling was on violin and viola. And Dan Feisley was only on one instrument, acoustic bass. Before that, Jazz in Pink with Keystroke, a piano or keyboard keystroke, not a computer keyboard, from Joy, also in 2020. Jazz in Pink is the brainchild of Gail Johnson, with the O and H inverted, who wrote keystroke and played piano, keyboards, and drum programming. Paul Jackson Jr., no relation to Monyongo, was on one guitar, and Sekou Bunch on electric bass. Last hour, George Benson played guitar on Stanley Turrentine's Sunshine Alley from 50 years earlier, 1970. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, we'll hear something from George's 2009 release, Songs and Stories.
Hi, I'm Mark Snyder. Next time on Chamber Chatter.
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
I forgot to mention True North is the cardinal direction. Leading off this segment, Living in High Definition by George Benson. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. George Benson with Living in High Definition from Songs and Stories in 2009, one of only three instrumental tracks on that album. Since it came out in 2009, the HD resolution must have been 720p. George was the lead guitarist on that song, written by Lamont Dozier, the Dozier in Holland, Dozier, Holland. George also scatted along to the notes he played, especially when improvising, and the scatting intensified at the end. It was like heavy metal, if not Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. George wasn't alone on guitar. Backing him up were Wah Wah Watson and Jubu Smith. Greg Fillengaines was on piano, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Marcus Miller on bass, vibraphone, programming, and the horn and string arrangement, and he was the string conductor. 4 years later came Hiroshima, heard now with Meiji Mambo. It's in 1080p. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Patrick Bradley with North of Evermore from Can You Hear Me in 2014. Patrick said he dreamed of Evermore as an imaginary place that refers to heaven. I think it sounds like an RPG or a role-playing video game, and there was a Super Nintendo game called Secret of Evermore. North of Evermore was written by Patrick, piano, organ, Moog synthesizer, and Jeff Lorber, keyboards, including the solo at the end of the song. Michael Thompson was on guitar and had a solo in the middle of the song, with Jimmy Haslip on bass and Gary Novak on drums. Before that, Hiroshima with Meiji Mambo, as in Emperor Meiji, from J-Town Beat in 2013. That Imperial Mambo was written by Dan and June Kuramoto. Dan was on saxophone, flute, shakuhachi, and keyboards. June was on koto and shamisen, which she dubbed the kurami. Kimo Cornwell also played keyboards, Dean Cortez on bass, and Danny Yamamoto on drums. Dan and Danny also jointly handled percussion, just a duo, not a trio like with David Benoit last hour. Earlier we had Marcus Miller. We'll have Marcus Anderson next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster?
It's the Groove Guard, where oldies come alive.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here comes Marcus Anderson to save the day. He's on his way, and he's playing under me right now with the title track to his 2020 release, Hero. That was another pair of songs from 2020 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. You just heard Lisa Hilton with Karma Chaos. You don't want that. From More Than Another Day. Lisa wrote that chaotic piece and played piano. Luquez Curtis was on acoustic bass and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, Marcus Anderson with Hero from Hero, written and produced by Marcus, who played saxophones, led by alto, and Nicholas Cole on keyboards and programming. David Bell, no relation to the baseball player, was on guitar. A.J. Brown, no relation to Mel, on Mel's instrument, electric bass. And Stephen J. Collins spoke through his talk box. Let's go back a year to 2019 for Cindy Bradley, no relation to Patrick, on trumpet, plus two other instruments, and the colorful Mike Broning composition, Gray Area. Gray's a color.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It certainly has been, Ryan, but it's almost over. That was Cindy Bradley with Gray Area from The Little Things in 2019. Composer Mike Broning, heard with Marion Meadows last hour, had a big piano solo and also played keyboards and drum programming. Cindy was on trumpet, trombone, and saxophone, but I don't know which one. I know LeBron Dennis was on alto, like Eric Marienthal, Jeff Koshua, and Tommy Newsom last hour, and Marcus Anderson this segment. Also returning from Marion Meadows' Sweet Grapes were Mel Brown on bass, no relation to AJ, and Freddie Fox on guitar. And guitar is where we end tonight with It Keeps Coming Back, written by Norman Brown, no relation to Mel or AJ, from his 2017 offering Let It Go, which bears no relation to the Frozen song. Norman's backed up by Tracy Carter on piano and keyboards, Nathaniel Kearney Jr. on bass, and Third Richardson on drums. And he's called Third Richardson because he's Frank Richardson III, and we had Frank Donaldson on drums, or rather drum machine, on that Ramsey Lewis song last hour. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. It Keeps Coming Back by Norman Brown takes us out, and I hope you keep coming back to WCWP. So long.